Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, an explosive day for the markets here. The live cattle and feeder cattle both sharply higher. We had June live cattle up $1.45 at $164.40. August up slightly more than that. It was up $1.65, settling at $162.45. The October up $1.60 at $166.15. So technically speaking, we're back above the 20-day moving average, the highest since the first part of May. So in about 10 days. So that's a very, very, very good sign that the market's moving up. We're still about $3 off the high in the August live cattle. May feeders up $1.35 at $205.47. We're about $6 above the index right now. The index is $199.40. We have about 13 days to go till expiration on the 25th. So those will converge, but the futures market's telling us that the cash market's going to come up. And the futures market has a really strange way of being free market, you know, buyers and sellers determining the price. So they're really, really good at determining what that last Thursday of May will be. Now, August up 290 at 228.97, still about $4 off the high, three-something off the high there. The September's up 277, October up 240. Next week, we have a cattle on feed report. Early estimates are out. Looks like 97% on feed, 95% placed, 91% marketed. That's next week after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
What a fun day in the grain futures. The grains were all over the place. We had a USDA report mid-morning and quite a bit of action. We had the corn anywhere from one higher to about 6.5 lower. The December corn made new lows today at 6.5 lower at 507.25 with the 504 low. November beans were down 25.5, putting them at 1222.5. So that would be the lowest levels going back to last summer, last July. And then the wheat futures just caught fire today. The July Kansas City was up 37.5 cents or so at 878 with the high of 899.5. At one point they were 57 cents higher. Chicago wheat was 7 to 8 higher. And then the cotton futures anywhere from about steady to 74 higher. This report had several things on it. One of them was wheat production. All wheat production was estimated at 1.659 billion bushels. The average guess is 1.789, so about 140 million less than predicted. Hard red winter wheat was 514 million bushels. The average guess was 591, so pretty big drop from the average guess. But if you live down here in wheat country, you know the wheat crop has struggled some. Other than that, being really bullish, the rest of the report was fairly neutral today. So currently Dow's down about 170, crude oil is down 86 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.